Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here to help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we hear from Nigeria, where violence has taken more than 4,000 lives. Then we travel to Thailand, where something unusual has been made. It is causing disagreement about the selling of illegal ivory products. That's as it is for today, and here is part one. Amnesty International says the conflict in northern Nigeria continues to worsen. The rights group says more than 4,000 people have died in the conflict in this year alone. The group has found videos that it claims provide graphic evidence of multiple war crimes being carried out in Nigeria. Ann Ball has more on the story.
Amnesty International accuses all sides in the conflict of human rights abuses. It places blame on Boko Haram militants, Nigerian security forces, and civilian groups allied with the government. Amnesty says the videos appear to show soldiers and gunmen cutting the throats of detainees and burying large numbers of bodies together. Other videos show what appears to be the wreckage of a village attacked by Boko Haram forces. 100 people reportedly were killed in the attack. Mahmoud Kamara is Amnesty International's Nigeria researcher. He says more protection is needed.
We are seeing an increasing lack of protection, the failure by the Nigerian government to protect ordinary people, especially people in the remote towns and villages in these affected states.
Amnesty says Boko Haram supporters took control of the town of Damboa last month. It says Damboa was the first town to fall officially since President Goodluck Jonathan declared emergency rule in 3 northeastern states last year. However, Nigerian military officials say none of the country is under Boko Haram's control. Military spokesman Chris Olokulade says measures are being taken.
The Nigerian military will not concede any portion of this country to terrorists or any such group. We are firming up our deployments in the entire general area.
Boko Haram says it wants to establish Islamic rule in Nigeria, but its supporters often attack Muslim clergymen, religious centers, and children. Amnesty International and other rights groups have condemned Boko Haram. They also accuse Nigerian security forces of carrying out targeted killings without legal justification. And they say the security forces have detained suspects for long periods in inhumane conditions and without bringing charges. In the past, the Nigerian government denied human rights abuses. The government also accused some critics of harming its campaign against terrorism. Amnesty International says earlier calls to investigate military abuses have largely been ignored. The group also says it is concerned that the state of emergency could give way to a state of lawlessness. I'm Ann Ball.
You are listening to As It Is, and we are coming to you from VOA, Washington. An urn has been created from ivory to hold the remains of Thailand's top religious leader. The production of the urn comes as the country faces international pressure to stop the illegal trade of ivory. Thailand is said to be the world's largest market for unrestricted ivory sales. Jerry Watson has more.
Supreme Patriarch Samdet Ra Nayan Savara died last October at the age of 100. A ceremony will be held next year to move his burned remains into an urn or container made of ivory. 95% of Thailand is Buddhist. The Supreme Patriarch, or Sangharakara, headed the Sangha Supreme Council. He directed all Buddhist monks in Thailand. He was appointed by the king at the suggestion of the prime minister. 10 kilograms of ivory were used to make the urn. They were taken 3 years ago from the tusk of a 70-year-old male elephant named Thongbai. Tusks of captive elephants are sometimes cut from the animals for health reasons. But some Buddhist leaders have urged their followers and religious centers to reject the use and trade of ivory, even if it comes from captured elephants. They note that the demand for ivory causes illegal hunting and killing of elephants. The elephant is a respected animal in Buddhism and across Thailand. Brahmaha Napan Santidhado serves as one of the leaders of the Golden Mount Temple in Bangkok. He says Buddhists should not take actions which would cause more animals to be harmed. He says they should not even think about it.
In the case it's not harming any elephant, it would be fine, but we have to be careful about the message that we send to the society that, oh, it would be great if we can do the urn from the ivory and maybe it causes a new circle of destroying elephant life.
Thai tradition considers ivory a pure and fine material. Donating ivory for the urn of a highly respected person is considered good. Other materials suggested for the Supreme Patriarch's urn were criticized. Gold is only to be used for members of Thailand's ruling family, and critics judged materials like marble, ceramic, or wood as too common. Framahanapan says publicity about the Supreme Patriarch's ivory urn provides a chance to educate Buddhists.
We have to respect both sides, the environmentalists and the ones who have a strong belief in making merit. That's a great chance to educate both of them.
Sales of ivory from captive elephants are legal in Thailand, but the kingdom has no ivory registration system. So, knowing where the product came from is not possible. TRAFFIC is an organization that watches over wildlife trade. It says, lack of a registry creates a way to bring illegal ivory from African elephants into the Thai marketplace. Many Thais do not know of the link between ivory and wildlife crime. Nipon Chodiban heads Thailand's National Parks and Wildlife Agency. The official is calling for an amendment to existing legislation. The amendment would help bring ivory trade within the country under control. I'm Jerry Watson.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. It's time for Today in History. It was 85 years ago today that Alvis Edgar Owens was born. Most of the world knew him as Buck. He formed the country music band Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, and they had 19 number one songs in the 1960s. For a long time, it was impossible to walk into a bar in the southern part of the United States and not hear music like this.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger.